Hey guys, welcome to our first official episode of In Search of Balance podcast. I'm Haley.
And I'm a gum. And today's topic is going to be all about wellness. As you can tell by the title, we're going to be discussing what is wellness. We're going to start with the basics. So I Googled the official definition of wellness. And so according to the internet, it's the act of practicing healthy habits on a daily basis to attain better physical and mental health outcomes.
Yeah, so I do agree with that, but everyone's version of wellness is different.
In my opinion, I think that wellness is subjective because it like depends on the person, and it depends what the person has gone through and what their goals are or what they want to change.
Yeah, and you can be at any point in your life to start your wellness journey. Trust me, when you start it, it will not look so quote-unquote aesthetic. It's so idolized.
It comes with ups and downs, just like everything in life. And you might go on Pinterest or on TikTok or Instagram or whatever and just see all these like people that have like their life together.
Yeah, or that girl trend, yeah. Dude.
I can admit I do post. We post. Like the good parts.
A Gom's page, okay? It's so aesthetic. You would just think that that's her life. Every second, every picture she takes is just, yeah, that's her. That's 100% of the time. No.
While it is me, like I'm being authentic and I'm being honest, it's not me 100% of the time. What I post on my social media, and I feel like I speak for most people on this, you only show the good parts or the positive parts of your day. I'm not going to be out here posting the fact that I cried like 2 hours before I filmed this clip.
I mean, I also try to post both. I try to be as real as possible.
And I feel like there's no one size fits all sort of way to wellness or health. Everyone has different interests. Everyone has different lifestyles. Everyone has different things accessible to them. Like there are things that I do that I consider for my own well-being that Haley might not, or that someone else might not.
That's why we're gonna share to you guys our personal ways of taking care of our well-being. I remember I would like beat myself up because my lifestyle didn't look like ideal.
You just constantly have to remind yourself that that is not that person 100% of the time, and they also go through things that might be difficult for them. And people think that, oh, all this bettering yourself is easy, it's not.
People also think it's like a trend. It's just a trend. You got to make sure that when you start your wellness journey that you want to start, it's because you want to do it for your own well-being.
You should start it or have the goals for yourself, not, oh, I want to be like this person. I want to be like that person. Because if you're just going to create those expectations in your head and they won't come true, you're just going to end up being left more disappointed than if you just focused on yourself. I feel like it's really hard, especially now with social media, comparison. Everyone just compares. Yeah. I feel like everyone has at some point. When it comes to your wellness journey or your health journey, you shouldn't compare yourself to other people or their journey. Because at the end of the day, the only journey or the only thing that's going to make a difference and impact in your life is your own well-being and your own journey, which is why you should try to focus all your energy into your own.
This goes for so many things in life. Okay, I'm going to give an example. So when you're at the gym, you're going there for yourself. What I realized, I'm there practicing handstands, right? And if I focus on myself and just get into the zone, like get into my body, get into my mind, and just focus on the handstand itself and not look around at other people, then it will turn out so much better. But I remember sometimes I would just look around to see if people are looking, if people think what I'm doing is cool.
Feeling self-conscious a bit.
Yeah, or just in general, maybe people are looking at me because I'm doing bad or because I'm doing good. If you focus on what other people are thinking about what you're doing, it just really affects your own path.
So I feel like it's always good in life if you find yourself at a point where you're scared of like someone judging you, then you should ask yourself if that person's opinion, is that really gonna affect your life? You are the only one in control. Focus more on how you feel rather than how someone else is gonna view you. Because at the end of the day, their opinion really doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's easier said than done.
Yeah, it is. It just takes practice.
We're going to get into the external and internal factors of how to take care of your well-being. When you start your wellness journey, it has to start from within, from internal factors, if that makes sense. Because there's a lot of situations where you see Pinterest, TikTok, Reels, whatever. You see all these girls or anyone have all these materialistic items.
They sort of idolize. They're creating like an image. Oh, if you get this, you'll be like me. If you get this, this will change your life or something.
Yeah, so I mean, it will definitely help you throughout your journey and it'll make you feel good for sure. But when you start, it can't be from the external factors like those material items, because you can have all these things, but at the end of the day, you're left with your own internal emotions. You have to get through all the emotional factors in your head. Just deal with everything inside, and you'll see that slowly all the external things will come as you go.
So to add on what Tahaley was saying, while yes, material things can help you and they can guide you and they can help elevate your life or help you in certain aspects.
Yeah, like rewards. If you have been grinding for so long or you've made an accomplishment, obviously you're going to want to reward yourself. Like today, me and Agam went to get Hokas. We got Hokas.
Okay? We got matching Hokas, guys.
They're so cute.
But actually, we have a reason for that.
Yeah. We're joining a marathon at the end of May.
Our first race.
Our first marathon, 10 kilometers.
We're doing it together.
Yeah, we've been training for this month. We started this month.
Yeah.
But I got sick last week.
Yeah, but it's fine. We're back, on schedule. And it's going actually really well.
Yeah,
we ran 7 kilometers this
morning. Yeah, today's 7 kilometers. So my point is, like, obviously you're going to have some materialistic items.
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah, obviously we're going to have some materialistic items.
At the end of the day, you are the only one that can change for you. Nothing materialistic, no object can change for you. Also, other people, no one else can change for you. No one can make the changes for you. It's hard when you don't see progress that fast, but you just have to trust the process. Something that I had to learn is that focus on the journey rather than the end point, result.
Yeah, I actually have a quote from Atomic Habits, the book. And he says, create systems, not goals. So it's so important to enjoy the process and the journey.
That's what will help you appreciate it, I feel. When you do get to the end, and I don't like to look at it as an end point.
That's what I'm trying to say. There's no destination. There's only milestones. There was points in my life where I'm like, just like, oh, when am I going to get to that goal? When am I going to get to the destination? Like, but then I'm like, oh my God. When I really got into this fitness journey, this wellness journey, I'm like, I love the process. Like, there's no destination. I'm just grinding. I'm just trying to live my life, and it's just a lifestyle.
It's hard to trust the process when you don't see results yet, because it takes time, and it's something really hard at the start. But once you just keep trying and keep pushing yourself and you just keep going, it will slowly, slowly come. And trust me, once you start to see a difference, whatever it is that you're trying to improve.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be external.
If it's like something on the way you feel or your mindset or like a fitness goal or just any goal that you have in mind. Once you do start seeing a bit of a change and you do look back, it will motivate you to keep going.
So another internal factor I wanted to talk about was confidence. And this is not the type of confidence that most people may think. I'm not talking about confidence from your looks. I'm talking about confidence inside your brain. So what I mean by this is, when you have confidence, it's not really about how you look. It's more about how you feel. You got to believe in your ability to accomplish goals and overcome challenges. You got to be confident in the things you do.
With any journey, anything that I want to accomplish or that I am trying to put my mind to, I like to take small steps. A really good example, I feel like, is our running. Because what we did is that every time we run, we up it up a bit by like a kilometer. And slowly, slowly, we just progress and progress. We're running 10 kilometers. If we were to just go and run 10 kilometers with no experience, no. I mean, I did have experience, but it was a while back and I sort of had to get back into running, I guess. So if I were to just go straight at it and run a 10 kilometer, I probably would feel like it's impossible and I probably wouldn't get it done. And so I would,
yeah, that's unrealistic. Yeah,
I would feel disappointed in myself for the fact that I wasn't able to accomplish my goal. But if, let's say, I started off with like 5 kilometers and then the next time I run, I'll try to go for 5.5 or to 6. Slowly, slowly, you build up and you progress.
I started weightlifting around late 2021. And when I tell you, I actually did my journey just for myself. It was literally for myself. You won't believe how fast time flies when you're literally doing every single thing for yourself. Being self-prioritizing doesn't mean that you're being selfish.
It's like, you know the quote, you can't love anyone until you love yourself, first. Yeah. So if you put in the effort on yourself to better yourself, it will radiate to your environment. It will radiate to the people around you.
So then late 2021, right? I go to the gym. And next thing you know, it's already April, and I'm not even talking about just my physical difference, but also my mental difference.
Yeah, and
just
your really, capability, yeah, your strength.
And I swear to you, I did not see any progress until I looked at the first photo when I joined at the gym.
Yeah.
And my quads literally got so much bigger. I don't know, I just really enjoyed the process, and it's just, it's such a different mindset when you can just enjoy that whole journey.
I feel like sometimes we take ourselves for granted. We have to appreciate what we've accomplished. Because right now I could sit here and be like, oh, why do I not do this like the way I want to? The gym, for example. Today I could be like, why am I not lifting this much like that person? Why can I only do this much? Like, I wish I could do that much. But then if I look at myself from a year ago today, I can see, yeah, how much I've grown. That's mentally, why, and physically. Yeah.
The only person you should be comparing yourself to is yourself. Be proud of how far you've come or how much, yeah, you've changed. And just
use, yeah, that to motivate you to keep pushing. Because you've proven yourself that you can do all these things, that you can grow this much, that you can accomplish all these things. So that should be your reason to keep going. Like, if you've come this far, you're going to be able to go. Okay, so now we're going to go into the external factors of the whole concept of wellness.
So I'm going to be talking about the external factors that have an impact on your well-being in positive and negative ways. First thing, obviously, moving your body for your physical and mental,
yeah,
health.
Like, I love taking walks. My friends know me for being that one girl who just, oh, it's just 40 minutes, we can walk.
Yeah.
I just love walks. Sadly, though, we do live in Bangkok City.
Yeah,
so
you can't walk anywhere here.
It's pretty hard to walk here because of the noise on the road, the pollution,
and
the heat.
Sidewalk. There's no sidewalk.
There's
what
literally,
am I even talking about?
It's non-existent. No. It's, yeah, like maybe like half a meter. But I still try to do what I can, so I'll go to the,
yeah,
park.
If you're lucky, you'll probably run into a couple cockroaches and some,
yeah,
rats,
maybe. But it's fine. We love Bangkok for other, yeah, reasons. So, yeah, anyways, I feel like walks are really great for my mental health. And, you know, it's a low-impact way of just staying active, especially if I just spent, like, hours working on something or sitting or doing something at home. I kind of get low on energy. And then the second I go outside for a walk, even if it's just at a park, I just feel better. And I'm in my own zone. I just play a podcast or music and I'm just,
yeah,
with my own thoughts.
Yeah, definitely. When you walk and just listen to podcasts, it's such a vibe. In Germany, because I would go to Germany quite often. I have my gymnastics team there and my grandma lives there. And there you could just connect with, like, the nature. You just go out and nature's everywhere.
Yeah, it's just there.
Yeah, and it's so much nicer. You actually feel like you're breathing normal air. Here you feel suffocated.
And I feel like that does affect my well-being at times. Because,
yeah,
I hate being inside or indoors all day. And that's just my personal preference. But then the thing is that going outside you're not always breathing the best air. And so I feel that another key to wellness is finding alternatives or finding a way in whatever situation that you're in, keeping it flexible. So even if you're in like a city that's like where we are and some of these things aren't that glamorous, like let's say in Europe, like in Germany for walks, for example, then I would still make the effort. I won't make an excuse for myself. And I will still tell myself, okay, well, the best option I do have here is maybe going to the park. So I'm going to do that. So always looking at what your best option is in the situation instead of just being like throwing it to the side, like, nope, I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to stay home or whatever example it is in life. Always, there's always going to be a way. There is a quote, I'm pretty sure you've heard it, but it's like the universe never says no. It's either yes or keep on going or try again.
I mean, I definitely do believe in energies and just signs, spirits. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I like to believe in it, yeah. Sort of.
Another thing, skincare. I mean, we don't even have to emphasize on this. Skincare products, body care products.
Which, yeah, those are sort of materialistic, but at the same time.
But the act of taking care of yourself.
That's the change. That's like the control
again,
that you have.
The process, guys. The process. And what I love to do at home when I have like a night in, I'll turn on my LED lights, make my room cozy, and have my candles. Oh my God, how much I love candles.
Yeah, Haley has endless candles.
I have a collection of candles.
And I need more. Zero. Which is sad.
That what?
Dude. I got a few in Spain, but I never got a chance to use them because then we had to go back.
Yeah.
So it's fine, guys. I will get my hands
and then
on some
I will
candles.
Just turn. Oh, I'll put some incense maybe, and then I'll turn on like anything on the TV. Guys, you don't always have to be watching productive things, okay?
Yeah, sometimes you just... Another key to wellness is just giving yourself a break sometimes. You need to be kind to yourself and listen to your body. I can't emphasize how important relaxing is and taking a break to avoid burnout. And it just sort of gives you a little bit of both. Like being productive and grinding. Like I love doing that, even if it's for days in a row, just like going at it and like never stopping. And I enjoy every minute of it, but sometimes it can get really like mentally exhausting.
Sure. I mean, I have suffered bad burnout before. What actually helps me in these burnout moments or these just the tough moments is journaling. It's made a real difference. And again, like we said, don't set unrealistic goals. If you're going to tell yourself, I'm going to wake up every day and just journal a whole page every day.
And I'm just
going to
write a novel every day. And I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. And then I'm going to do my skincare and shower. And then like do that. Like, that's
incorporate it slowly.
Realistic.
Yeah, you got to just slowly. So I obviously didn't wake up one day and I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to journal every single day. No, I would journal when I would feel down. That's what I did. And I would write out how I was feeling. And then at first I was like, okay, this is all right. I mean, I guess it's helping me. I couldn't really tell. Mm-hmm. Then throughout it, as weeks passed, I was like, damn, this actually makes me feel much better. And now whenever I feel down, I will just write down.
It just comes naturally
to
you.
Yeah, and
that
even
point.
If I'm having a good day, I'll write about it sometimes, you know?
Taking care of your well-being, it shouldn't be just an act or like a temporary thing, which is another thing that relates to the fact that you should focus on the journey rather than the destination, because it's just an ongoing thing and it's a lifestyle. You shouldn't look at it as, oh, I'm going to do this act or I'm going to act on this right now or for this moment, but rather looking at it as a lifestyle and just something you keep going with.
Basically just slowly incorporating it, not making big changes.
Gradually adding bit by bit. And slowly but surely, you will just do those things by nature without even realizing or having to think too much about it. It's sort of creating a routine for yourself. Me personally, I love having a routine. It helps me feel grounded. It helps me feel like I am fully in control. I still believe that even if you're going to have a routine, don't restrict yourself. So don't be like, I'm not allowed to do this. Just or this is not in my agenda, so I can't do that. Yeah, don't label things for yourself.
Yeah.
You just have to keep going with it and keeping it flexible. For example, for me, my family has traveled a lot and I haven't been settled in one specific place for the past few years. It has really affected me in both positive and negative ways. In the negative ways, it just really made me feel like I had no sense of security. But once I created a routine that I could stick to no matter where I was, it really helped. And that's why I like keeping my routine flexible. I don't restrict myself with my routine. If one day it doesn't go like I plan for it to be, that's okay. I will let it go and I'll let it be. There's always going to be another day. The entire process of this is very slow. You just have to be really patient. And honestly, we're not professionals, yeah, right? Like we're still going.
We're teenagers, guys. We're just giving you our perspectives, yeah, our experiences.
Don't think that we're perfect or we think that we're perfect or that we're living our 100% life right now. Like, no, we're still going through this process because it's just ongoing and we're still learning things about ourselves and we're still growing as people and we're still figuring out things in our lives that we're unsure about. We feel that that whole idea is our idea of creating this podcast in the first place because we want others to connect and know that they're not alone, that everyone is going through their own journey and that you don't have to have your like shit together 100% of the time. Like you don't have to have your entire life together. I still don't know. I'm literally 18. I just turned 18 and I don't know what I plan for my life yet. I have zero clue and I am trying to figure it out. But at the same time, I need to tell myself, it's okay if I don't know 100% right now. I can just live life and discover things as I go.
Take it a step at a time, guys.
Yep.
It's a slow process. Yeah, your wellness journey is a slow process.
You should also focus on the way you feel rather than your appearance with these changes. For example, at the gym, I feel so much more confident. The fact that I feel stronger than I did before rather than if my appearance looks different or something.
Yeah.
I feel way better knowing, oh my gosh, I really did that. I couldn't do that before rather than, oh my gosh, I look so different now physically.
I think that if you just focus on how you feel on the inside, you will see that you will look even better on the outside when you start
your
to glow.
Your confidence starts to glow.
So start from within. Yeah. You'll start seeing the outside of it.
And that's not to say that we feel confident 100% of the time, because I do find myself a lot feeling insecure about something in my appearance. But the deep root of that thought will most likely come from inside, from something that's affecting my emotions or my feelings rather than me actually thinking something bad about my appearance. You don't really realize it in the moment. Sometimes you have to look back. Okay, guys, so that's pretty much all we have to say for this episode, but now we're going to be going into our little Q&A segment that we're going to be doing at the end of every episode. We posted on our Instagram story a little question box, and we asked some friends to answer it. So we just wanted to get some of your insights about wellness and your questions, if you have any. And for future episodes, if you want to be part of this little Q&A, then make sure to go follow our Instagram at In Search of Balance Pod and go check out our stories because that's where we're going to be posting our little Q&A boxes. So let's get right into it. Someone asked, what are some mental health and wellness tips that worked for you guys? So for me personally, I just like being more forgiving or more accepting towards myself. Sometimes I feel like we find ourselves talking harshly about ourselves, right? I feel out of feeling insecure, you might say something negative towards yourself. But would you really go and say that to someone else in front of your face or someone that you really care about?
You're talking to your younger self.
Yeah. Or like would I really say that to my best friend who I really care about? No, I wouldn't tell her those things. So why should I say that to myself? So I like to, usually it's the other way around, like treat others the way you want to be treated. But I also think it's treat yourself the way you treat others. You know what I mean? I feel like it goes both ways.
That goes if you guys are nice to other people. I hope so.
Yeah, karma, guys.
Okay, so someone asked how to know if I have support. How do you know if you have support when you're feeling like you're at rock bottom?
So that's definitely the tricky part.
This is why taking care of your wellness and your well-being is so important, because it will prepare you for times like these where you just feel like, oh, I'm at rock bottom. I don't know what to do. I don't have support. Okay, first off, why don't you go journal? Family is a good support system, but some people don't have good relationships with their family. So if you have a close friend, don't keep yourself isolated when you're feeling so low, because it will definitely can lead you to an even more negative place.
This is where sort of the whole idea of quality over quantity plays, because I would rather have one really close friend that I feel really comfortable with rather than 10 that I'm not that close to and I don't feel like I can open up with, because in that situation, I'm just going to feel more alone. So I feel like make sure you surround yourself with people who serve you positively.
This is actually funny, because when you're doing really well, you actually don't realize how much support you have around you. When you're doing bad, you feel like, oh, where's everyone? Why am I alone in this? And you just start going, digging a hole deeper and deeper and deeper. And you have to look around and you got to think, like, when I was doing well, who was there?
Yeah.
You know?
Who can I trust? Make sure that there's someone that you feel comfortable enough to open with and you feel safe with. You don't rely on them. You don't depend on them. You should depend on yourself. But there's always someone there that you can just always have to talk to, or just to have a sort of a sense of comfort around. I think that's very important. And that can be a friend. It could be a family member. It can be anyone in your circle. But just make sure that the people that you surround yourself with truly appreciate you. Because if you're going to surround yourself with people that don't fully appreciate what you have to offer, it's just going to be really tricky for you to treat yourself that way and just be kind to yourself. I feel like another thing to know if you have support, ask yourself, are others treating me the way I want to be treated?
If you're doing really well and you see all these people are suddenly around you, like, you know, when you're suddenly all successful, you have all these people probably chasing you. But who was there when you were at your lowest?
Yeah.
You know, were they there? That's how you know if they're a true support system.
And sometimes it's not that people are trying not to be with you at your darkest or your hardest times. Sometimes people simply just don't know that you're even going through something.
Yeah, that's and why it's also important to not isolate yourself.
Which is why it's important that you have someone you can open up to. Because if there's someone that really is a true friend to you or someone you can trust, if you're going through something difficult and they don't fully know about it, they're not doing it on purpose. You need to realize that people don't have to necessarily understand what you're going through or know what you're going through, because sometimes you are the only one who truly knows what you're going through. No one else will know exactly how you feel, but they should at least have an understanding for you. They should at least be there to comfort you. They should just be understanding for the fact that you're even going through a hard time in the first place, or going through something in the first place, but they don't have to know exactly what it is to be there for you.
All right, the next question. Am I actually living or just surviving? That is quite a question.
I started thinking about my own life when I read that question.
I'm going to answer it quite simply, actually. If you feel like every day you're waking up and you feel like you're just trying to survive, that means you got to change your system. If you feel like you're dreading it, it's just, you don't want to be living like that. Incorporate some new habit. I don't know. You just have to change it up. There's something that is not clicking with you.
It doesn't mean that what you're doing is necessarily wrong, because I don't fully believe that there's always good or bad or right or wrong. It's not that simple. It's not that black and white. It's much more complex than that. Sometimes it's just not right for you personally. It might work for someone else, but maybe for you personally as an individual, it just doesn't work. And there's nothing wrong with that. Also, sometimes you might feel like you're just surviving because everything that you're putting your energy to is towards your future, or you're thinking of the result or your future. Yeah. And sometimes you forget to focus on the present moment. And while, yeah, it is important to, okay, let me do this for my future self. Let me take care of my future self as well. You should also be putting your energy in the present moment, because that's where you're going to be living, in the present moment. So you should prioritize that just as much. Don't be afraid to break your cycle or your sort of routine. Don't be afraid to go out of those four walls that you've built yourself, because you're just going to learn from it and you're going to grow. You might discover new things about yourself. Another thing is live with purpose and live with intentions. Set goals for yourself.
Next question is, how can I improve my mental well-being apart from going outside doing the things I love?
Like I said earlier, don't be afraid to break the cycle. It might seem scary at first, but go out of your comfort zone. If you're gonna stay in your comfort zone, you're just gonna stay in the same routine and in the same life, and things are just gonna get boring. Don't be afraid to try new things. Try out a new hobby. Even if you're telling yourself in your brain that you can't or that you won't be able to know how to do it, there's nothing wrong with giving it a go. You won't know unless you try. Okay, for example, yoga. Okay, this is just a random example. I don't really do yoga, just an example. Let's say you want to start doing yoga, but you keep making excuses for yourself. Oh, I can't do that. I'm not flexible enough. I don't really know what yoga is. How will you know if you don't try? Just go to a class, and who knows? Maybe you won't like it. Maybe you're going to hate it, but that's okay. At least now you know that it's not for you. But maybe you do end up liking it, and you can't imagine anything better now, and you don't know how you went on without it. Always strive to learn more. Strive to grow. Also, find ways to stay grounded and peaceful, because it will reduce your stress. It's important to relax. I feel me and Haley really do understand this, how important relaxing is at times.
Yeah, and just going with the flow.
Yeah.
Honestly. I think that's it, guys.
Yeah. It's a wrap.
Thank you for joining our first episode.
We're very new to this. We don't know what we're doing, but you know, we're also trying out something new. So make sure again to go follow our Instagram at In Search of Balance Pod, and stay tuned every Tuesday for a brand new episode. So yeah,
thank you guys. Bye.
See you next week.